Tradition 6. An NA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the NA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, or prestige divert us from our primary purpose. While each group has but one primary purpose, there are many ways to fulfill that purpose. Our groups often go to great lengths to carry the message. We carry out our primary purpose as individuals, as groups, and through our service structure. In carrying the message, groups come in contact with other organizations in their areas. Good public relations can help our groups better fulfill their primary purpose. But cooperation with other organizations can also lead to conflict, diverting our groups from carrying the message. Tradition 6 tempers our zeal to carry the message, establishing boundaries for our relations with others in the area. Our fellowship's primary purpose defines us. We are a society of addicts sharing with others the hope of recovery in Narcotics Anonymous. When NA's identity becomes too closely tied to the identity of another organization, the clarity of our primary purpose is muddied, losing some of its power. The sixth tradition warns us of three things that could blur the distinction between Narcotics Anonymous and other enterprises: endorsement, financing, and the lending of our name. An endorsement is a public statement of support for another organization. Financing another organization further endorses its purpose. Lending our name to a related facility or outside enterprise, allowing an addiction treatment facility, for example, to call itself the NA Medical Center, is the ultimate endorsement, permanently tying our primary purpose to theirs in the public eye. By establishing boundaries, the sixth tradition helps our groups avoid some of the problems that commonly arise between organizations. If we endorse an organization that later runs into trouble, our reputation will be damaged along with theirs. If we boost an outside enterprise that some find obnoxious, addicts seeking recovery may be discouraged from coming to our meetings. If we voice support for another organization, the public, the addict who still suffers, even our own members might confuse that organization's purpose with ours. If we fund a related facility or outside enterprise, money that could be used to fulfill our own primary purpose is diverted. If we later withdraw that funding, other problems occur. If we finance or lend our name to one organization instead of another, we can be drawn into a conflict between the two. By helping our groups avoid such problems, Tradition 6 allows us to devote all our energy to carrying a clear NA message to addicts seeking recovery. We must exist in the world. It's not possible to be entirely separate, evading all contact with outside agencies. Not only is it impossible, it's not a good idea. Cooperation with others is healthy for Narcotics Anonymous. Contacts between our groups and the public help others understand NA better. They help increase public goodwill toward NA. They lead doctors, teachers, police, friends, and relatives to recommend NA to addicts who want recovery. They help us carry the message to addicts who can't get to regular meetings. Letting others know who we are and what we offer increases the chance that addicts seeking recovery will hear our message. NA groups often cultivate good relations with nearby treatment facilities. They make it known that their meetings are always open to addicts from these facilities and make them welcome when they visit. There's a difference, though, between cooperation and endorsement. When a group's primary purpose becomes blurred by its relationship with some other facility or organization, it's time for the group to step back and examine that relationship. For instance, when a group or an area holds a dance, should it offer a reduced entry price to patients from such facilities? Why not just extend such reductions to all newcomers? We should ask these kinds of questions whenever our group's relationship with a related facility or outside enterprise becomes so close that our group appears to be linked with the other organization. By asking ourselves these questions, we help ensure that our cooperation with an outside agency does not inadvertently become an endorsement of that agency. There are many related facilities and outside enterprises devoted to understanding addiction and aiding recovery. Like NA, each has its particular primary purpose that is reflected in its literature and its message. While that purpose may be similar to ours, it will not be the same as ours because the organization is separate from us. We use NA literature and speakers in our meetings to help us fulfill NA's primary purpose. An NA group that uses another organization's literature or speakers endorses that organization's primary purpose, not ours. Although a few NA groups meet in their own buildings, most do not. Those who rent meeting space from other organizations need to take special care never to endorse, finance, or lend the NA name to the organizations from which they rent their meeting space. For instance, is the group paying substantially more to meet in a particular facility than it would somewhere else? Does this make it appear that the group endorses the facility in which it meets? Is the group better able to carry the NA message by meeting in that facility, or is the group funding an outside enterprise with its rent payment? When we devote our energies and funds to carrying the NA message, we free ourselves from distractions or confusion with the primary purpose of other organizations. It's important to remember that we, as NA members and groups, are responsible for observing our 12 traditions. The facilities in which we meet do not have this responsibility, neither do other organizations. If it appears that some outside organization or facility is compromising our traditions, we are responsible to discuss their actions with them. While we cannot demand that they change their behavior, a reasonable approach and open discussion will often lead to mutually satisfactory solutions. A group's meetings provide a forum in which individual members can share their recovery with one another. The message we carry in our meetings can either enhance our efforts to fulfill our primary purpose or distract us from it. Each of us can play a part in carrying out Tradition 6 by asking ourselves, what do I do to clarify NA's relations with other organizations? Many of us use a variety of resources in our personal programs of recovery and spiritual growth. Not all of them, however, relate directly to NA's primary purpose. Do we imply an endorsement of a related facility or outside enterprise when we share in an NA meeting about the good things we found elsewhere? Do we distract other members at the meeting from NA's message of recovery, or give new members the wrong impression about the Narcotics Anonymous program? No one can answer these questions for us, but by answering these questions for ourselves, we can each help free our group of problems that could divert us from our primary purpose. Applying spiritual principles. The application of principles is the basis of our freedom. When we adhere to the principles of recovery, we are free to carry the message and interact with others, knowing that we will not compromise our purpose. Some of the principles that help us observe Tradition 6 include humility, integrity, faith, harmony, and anonymity. Humility reminds us of NA's role in society. We have a program that has provided much help to many addicts seeking recovery. We do not, however, have any other purpose in society than to carry the NA message. Nor do we pretend that Narcotics Anonymous offers anything more than freedom from active addiction. It may be tempting to think of other good things we might do in the world or for each other if we extended our focus or closely allied ourselves with a wide range of related facilities or outside enterprises. These grandiose dreams serve only to divert us from our primary purpose. Carrying our message to the still suffering addict is sufficient for us. Carrying a clear message of recovery in NA reflects integrity. Our message is outlined in our 12 steps and 12 traditions and further articulated in NA literature. Because our message is also our identity, we take care not to confuse it with the beliefs or literature of other organizations. We demonstrate faith when we don't trade our endorsement, funds, or name for the cooperation of others. It's true that our friends in society can help us carry our message to addicts who need us, but our faith lies in the effectiveness of our message and the higher power that guides our recovery, not in the related facilities and outside enterprises we deal with. If a relationship with another organization compromises our devotion to carrying the recovery message, we need not be afraid to let go of that relationship. Our strength is in the power of the NA program. After all, it works. The principle of harmony is both assumed and supported by Tradition 6. Our groups seek to cooperate with others in society whenever possible and as much as possible. Our contacts with others are made simple and straightforward when we let them know right from the start, how far we can go in cooperating with them. By respecting the sixth tradition's boundaries in our group's relations with other organizations, we generate harmony in those relations. Our identity as a fellowship is founded in anonymity and selfless service, carrying the message one addict to another. The relationships we have with outside organizations are not based on the personalities of our leaders. Our groups themselves are responsible for their cooperation with other organizations, making those contacts stronger and more effective. Additionally, anonymity helps us avoid blurring our purpose in our contacts with other organizations. Our relationships with outside agencies exist to help us fulfill our primary purpose, not merely to build our reputation or prestige. When we observe the spirit of anonymity, we seek nothing other than to carry the recovery message to the addict who still suffers. Within the limits established by Tradition 6, we have tremendous freedom to carry the message of recovery and help other addicts. We have clear boundaries set by our identity as Narcotics Anonymous. When we take care to observe those boundaries, our outside relationships enhance our ability to carry the message to the addict who still suffers, rather than diverting us from our primary purpose.